Recently, I came to the end of a work day, and I came to the end of my normal work hours, and I returned home. And And I was a little tired. I was ready to rest. But when I got home, we had an unexpected guest. It was an unplanned guest, and the guests ended up staying for dinner and for part of the evening. But when I walked in the door, and for that split second when I took it all in and I realized the evening was going to be different than I planned, I realized inside I am emotionally spent. I'm just bottomed out. And I realized in that split second, I realized I am not up at this moment. I'm not up for dinner. I'm not up for conversation with this person. I've run out of love. Love is called for at this moment. And I could tell I've run out of love for this person in my heart. Now, don't worry. It's nobody here. And it's good to be in those places. It's just the reality. But don't we all have those times, whether it's after work, whether it's at work, whether it's with our own family members, or whether it's with people who are not our family members. The situation, the person, it calls for love, and we've run out of love to give. When you come to this table in the house of the Lord, to the table of Christ, you're a person who needs his love, who needs his grace today, this week. And when you come, he has not run out of love and grace for you. This is not a bad time of day for the Lord. It's never a bad time of day. It's never that he's saying, you know, I've had enough of running the universe and your universe, and I need a break. It's never that way when you come to him at this table. Jesus is never overloaded by the other sheep of the flock. Jesus never tells you, get yourself cleaned up before you come back into this room and to this table. Make yourself presentable before you can come to this table. You are a mess. You come to him often and with good reason. You could never measure up. Those are the terms of this table. You have to sense your unworthiness, not just your past unworthiness, your present unworthiness, and his great, gracious provision. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, you who are weary, you who are burdened, greatly burdened. You come to me. And Jesus says, I will give you rest. I will give you nourishment for your soul. Jesus doesn't run out of love when we come to him. He doesn't run out of love when we withdraw from his bank over and over. Come to his table. Come to this table. Cast off your doubt. Cast off your need to feel worthy before you will come. Receive from Jesus. Receive from Jesus the love that you don't deserve. And receive from Jesus the grace of God in Christ. In this meal, the bread is the body of Christ, the Son of God come down to become the Son of Man. That tells us that we are unworthy. He had to come from on high and come down low to rescue us. In this meal, the wine is the blood of Jesus, and taking the wine says, I deserved to be the one who is punished. I deserved to die, but the substitute died instead. When you take the supper, you're making a statement. You are saying, Jesus, I disqualified myself. I continue to disqualify myself. I have done wrong. I need you to save me. I need a righteousness that's not my own, a righteousness that's not by my works of the law. I need you to save me. I need you to change me. Taking this meal says, I don't deserve it, but I believe that Jesus did it. You live for me, Jesus. You died for me, Jesus. We do this supper. We take this supper because Jesus arranged it. This is a new Passover meal. And Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. I will feed you as you do this. This is the word received in a different form than preaching. It's the word received by faith spiritually through the bread, through the wine. If you've come to know Jesus this way, if you believe the gospel, then you are to come to this table. If you are hearing about this and you're wondering about this, don't take the supper. We're glad you're here. Sit back, watch what's happening, take it all in. We'd love to talk to you about it, but don't take the supper. It's only for people who are bound by blood to follow Jesus. And now as we come, let's pray together and dedicate the bread and the wine. Lord Jesus, here we are again, your children. We are not poster children, but you have done something that's worthy of being plastered on every poster and put up on every webpage and be proclaimed from every place of announcement. Jesus has done well, very well. He has rescued a people who were small, despised, unworthy. And he's making us to be like him. You love us. You love us. Why would you spend your entire life except that you love us? And so we come to this table in gratitude. We come confessing our need. And we believe and exalt your grace shown towards us in this. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus Christ, on the same night when one of his followers betrayed him, he took bread. And when he had given thanks for it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, will give this bread to you. When he did it, Jesus said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, Jesus also took the cup, and when he had given thanks, gave it to his disciples, and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many, for the removal of sin. Now, we invite those who know Jesus to come forward. You're invited to come down either of these two aisles to receive the bread, receive the wine. The center circle is grape juice. The bread is all gluten-free. Take the bread, take the wine, and return to your seats. And then after all have been seated, we will take together. Words from 1 Corinthians 10. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the cup and the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. The body of Christ. Jesus said, take, eat, this is my body. The blood of Christ. Jesus says, drink it, all of you. Let's pray. Lord, now we go out from here clothed and fed by the work of Jesus Christ and the work of the Spirit, which is ongoing in us and growing in us, and clothed with his righteousness, our sins forgiven, his good works, our good works. Send us out, Lord, with joy, with hope, and give us opportunities, we pray, to speak about our Savior, the one who is the only one worth all admiration and attention. We thank you for his great kindness to us, how he humbled himself and came to us and gave himself for us. We've been bought with a price. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.